Scripture reading this morning is Deuteronomy 5, 16 through 22. Honor your father and mother, as the Lord God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land that your God has given you. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male ox, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. These words the Lord spoke to all of you, all of your assembly, in the mountain from the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness, with a loud voice. He added no more, and he wrote them down on two tables of stone and gave them to me.
Howdy. We're glad that you're here this morning. I hope that the singing and the communion and our prayers together have brought you closer to God, and when you leave here today, you'll be more dedicated, more ready to live for Him. You know, these Ten Commandments would have been easier if the last five didn't exist. I'm kind of like Kelly. I find it a whole lot easier to love God than I do some of you. You know, we say that, but that really is the heart of our faith, isn't it? Here's another verse that goes right along with that. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God. It's the opposite. It's much easier to love an invisible God than someone that I have to actually talk to. The Ten Commandments are given to us in this form, this called me to reach back to Him because He has reached out to me. But God says, not only must I love Him with all my heart, soul, and mind,
maybe that's what I got from. I think God may have known that loving our neighbor is going to be much more difficult. And so He said, in order to accomplish this, we're going to have to do it. And so, as we begin to work, what I'm going to have to do is to be ready.
Verse 6 says, and the reason when we get down to the bottom half of this is important, is because in order for us to honor our father and mother and not murder and not commit adultery and not steal and not give false testimony and not covet our neighbor's wife or our neighbor's house, Thank you.
I
I coming here together and you and me coming here together and encouraging each other to live honorably before God, is it not? It's about a song or a prayer or a fine sermon that reminds us that He is the Lord our God, not us. We don't get to make the world and we don't get to make the rules. That's God's business. And so what He wants of you and me is to reach out to Him and find Him. To say, I am yours, O Lord. I have heard your voice. Make me into what you want me to be. I want to reiterate what Kelly said. You know, and I was glad Kelly said it because I hated to say it by myself. I find the last half of the Ten Commandments much more difficult than the first. I really do. I don't always treat people nicely. I don't always love my neighbor as myself. But I want to do better, don't you? I want to honor God with my life and my mind, my strength, my soul. And God says, let me tell you how you do this. You do this by giving yourself to me. And that's what conversion is. It's, you know, when we confess Jesus is Lord, what it's saying is the first commandment. You are the Lord my God. I'm not the Lord anymore. Baptism, as I said earlier, it's not just a ritual. It's not just something that you do because God commanded it. The Bible, you know, God is so wise. He said, these people are going to have trouble loving each other if they don't die to themselves. So I'm going to have them bury themselves. You're going to be buried, and I can't bury them in dirt because you die real quick. So we're going to bury you in water so you'll be raised to walk a new life. God chose the element, and He chose what it meant. It's not just a religious act. It is the death to ourselves. It's taking off our self-made clothes and being clothed with Christ so that we can walk the way God wants us to walk. And God knew it'd be a struggle for us, so He gave us a church to help us. I hope this morning that these songs and this sermon and the communion have made you realize how much you need God. That maybe you'll come to Him this morning and you'll say, I need to say in front of others, God is my Lord. We need to give ourselves to God. Together, this fall, as we begin our fall new year with our students back, we need to all give ourselves, Lord. You know, if we had room up here, we all ought to come forward today and say, I'm going to restate my allegiance to God and rededicate my life to Him. Let's all do that, at least in our hearts, while we stand and sing.